Well, hello, folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. We're here on the Devil's Radio every Monday night at 7 p.m., 5:40 a.m., 101 or 92.7 FM. I'm here with Greta Neubauer, who is one of our superstars for progressive causes in the state of Wisconsin, minority leader of our assembly. And so, Greta, we were talking about the fact that the governor and Democrats had favored a, you know, a special session to address this impending law coming down. What else has our governor done? I've heard that he's talking about clemency. We have our Attorney General, Josh Call. What have they said about this issue, and what do you see, you know, going forward in that regard?
Yeah, thank you for that question. So Governor Evers has committed to provide clemency for those who are charged with providing or aiding in provision of an abortion here in Wisconsin. And Josh Call, our attorney general, and a number of district attorneys around the state have said that they will not be committing any resources towards prosecuting those who provide abortions. So this is really good news. This is very important, of course, and another reason why we really need to reelect Governor Evers and Josh Call. You know, what I will say in addition, though, is that this unfortunately does not provide enough legal certainty for clinics in Wisconsin to remain open, because it's not clear, right, if a district attorney and, you know, another community could prosecute, right, or would choose to do so in your local area, or someone could choose to prosecute after, right, retroactively. So again, what that means is that as of Friday, all of the clinics have temporarily suspended providing abortions. People would need to go to other states to access that care. But we know what would happen if Governor Evers was not reelected or Josh Call was not reelected, and that is that we would very likely have people in those roles who would take an absolutely different approach and probably do everything they could to prosecute and perhaps again expand this restriction on reproductive care as Keldar really laid out.
You know, the it's clear from the tone of Justice Thomas and the majority decision that they are not done with this rollback of individual rights and mm-hmm. our right to liberty. How do you see that playing out, and how do you see that as a real focus on getting folks organized, grassroots, you know, in terms of dealing with the elections, right? We got primaries yeah. coming up in August, and we have huge elections in November, then next April for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. How do you see those issues playing out?
Yeah, so, you know, a couple weeks ago, not long after the draft leaked, I was knocking on doors and I ran into a man who I know pretty well in Racine, sitting in gay marriage. And he said to me, "What should I do? You know, can I take any steps to protect my marriage?" And so, you know, of course, we looked into it and we followed up. And then yesterday I went to Pride in Racine and I saw him again after the decision had come out. And, you know, Thomas, as you said, laid out, you know, potential other action. And it broke my heart, frankly, to have a conversation with him in which he essentially said, like, I'm emotionally preparing for this to be taken away, for my marriage to be taken away from me. And, you know, we don't know what will happen next, but I think for people who are directly impacted by, you know, these privacy rights, which is many of us in one form or another, We're now having to ask ourselves these questions, you know, and I have constituents here who are saying, is there anything else I can do to protect my marriage? And, you know, what do I need to get in place legally in case this is taken away from me? And, you know, another thing that this man said was just really that for him, you know, he's an older guy, a lot of it is just about the dignity of his marriage. And to have that taken away would be so difficult. So, you know, I'm at Pride yesterday and seeing all of these young people in Racine and a lot of older folks as well. And just hearing about the fear that people have in this moment, you know, the ways that these issues intersect, you know, people there who are trans, who say, you know, they too can get pregnant, right? And that causes all sorts of complications in terms of their gender identity and dysphoria. So it's just opening up so many challenges in Wisconsin and across the country. But it also means that we can come together around this fight. And, you know, I've seen that. I was at the Wisconsin Democrats convention this weekend. And then, as I said, back in Racine at Pride, and just seeing the determination that people have to care for one another, to look out for each other, to fight for, you know, our collective rights. It was incredibly moving. You know, on Friday when the decision came out, what I wanted to do was crawl under the covers, right? I think many of us probably felt that way. But I'm so grateful that I got to see so many people in Wisconsin who, you know, were just already to come out and to figure out what our next steps are and to take action. And I feel really confident in that spirit, you know, that Wisconsinites will continue to show up and will continue to fight until our rights are restored.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, we're coming up on July 4th, right? So for years, we would sit around and we'd have the kids read the Declaration of Independence, and, you know, talk about it. And it really has made me think about how I talk to my kids about the Declaration of Independence and what's at stake. Because, you know, we forget that out of this Declaration of Independence created a constitution, and this constitution actually, right, women didn't vote. We had slavery. It was really, really an undemocratic place in many, many ways. And I'm going to give you the last word here, Greta. We got 20 seconds. Take us home here on Independence Day, and what do we have to do to get rid of our tyranny? And now you got 15.
As has been said, there is nothing more American than protest and continuing to expand our rights. It's been true throughout our history that many
people... There we go. Thank you.